Lewis, Del Monte. Lewis, we apologize. Got a lines crossed for a little bit. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you, Brian. Thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you for calling. So I want to talk a little bit about the artificial intelligence revolution. When you use the word revolution, you're strongly standing behind your point.
That's correct.
So what is the artificial intelligence revolution?
Well, we're addressing the question, will artificial intelligence serve us or replace us?
As of right now, from what I see, we have been replaced for the last 15 years right here in radio. Computers have taken over what humans used to do. We make phone calls for customer service. We hear automated messages. To me, this was the start of it, and where is it going from here?
Well, we're heading toward a point which has been termed the singularity, and let me explain that.
Okay.
That's what the book is essentially warning, that we're moving toward a point called the singularity. And that's a point in time when artificially intelligent machines will greatly exceed the intelligence of not just a single human, of a very smart human, but actually be self-aware.
Okay, so it would be able to make decisions on its own without being programmed?
That's correct. And in fact, we would have a relatively difficult time even understanding how it's reaching the decisions and the technologies and the software that it's employing to do it.
What would that mean for the human race? I mean, I do not trust anything artificial being able to think for itself. To be honest with you, Lewis, we're talking to author Lewis Del Monte, author of The Artificial Intelligence Revolution. I have a hard time trusting human beings who are able to think for themselves at times.
Well, initially what it's going to mean for the human race is that it will first appear as though it's serving us. So we will have medical breakthroughs. The blind will see. People that have amputated limbs will have new prosthetic limbs that are better than the original arm.
Okay.
If you had a heart that was giving you a problem, these machines will actually develop technology that gives the impression to us, to organic humans, that they're on our side, that they're actually serving us.
And what happens from there?
Well, essentially, when you take a look at the human race, our history has been rather spotted.
Okay.
We engage in warfare. We have the ability to make the Earth a cinder using nuclear weapons. We release computer viruses, which would be very dangerous to these machines. They would see that as a threat. And so these highly intelligent machines would take a look at the human race and say, this is an unpredictable species.
Okay.
All right. So initially, what they're going to be doing, the first step would be, is to attempt to convert us to cyborgs. And that's happening now. People are getting, for example, for Parkinson's disease, they're getting brain implants. Prosthetic limbs that are smart are just starting to appear. That's happening right now. Internal organs are beginning to be replaced. Pacemakers that are... And the word smart, today's products that are smart, like your smartphone...
Okay.
That word is used to replace the phrase... artificially intelligent.
Right.
So it sounds very benign. So it sounds like, well, this is a smartphone. This is really helping me. Or I have a pacemaker that really helps me. But organic humans, as these machines progress, won't be able to understand it. But today, for example, engineers design computers using computer-aided design.
Okay.
But we control that development. These machines will actually design the next generation of machines.
So what you're saying is we're going to program the very things that will wind up programming us.
Exactly. And they're going to program the next generation of artificially intelligent machines.
Lewis,
and that generation will program another generation.
Arthur,
and that's called the intelligence explosion.
Arthur Lewis Del Monte on the line. Lewis, I got to take a quick pause for traffic. We'll come right back to you, okay, sir?
Sure.
It's News Talk 1230 WFAS AM. Here's Lori.
Orlando, we are back on the Springbrook Parkway, southbound by Tuckahoe Road. There's a disabled car. North on the Hotch, north of exit 17 in New Rochelle, look for an accident. Also getting onto the Sawmill southbound, you've got a stalled car there by exit 17. On Route 9A, southbound at Route 100, look for a disabled vehicle and anticipate delays 684 southbound, a crash at exit 4. This report brought to you by Subway. Avocado season is back at Subway. Add rich, creamy avocado to any sub or salad, like the turkey and bacon avocado or the double chicken chop salad. Hurry in for this delicious superfood. All avocado season long. Subway, eat fresh. I'm Lori Blanchard, 1230 WFAS AM, right now traffic.
8:16, 58 degrees on Orlando in the morning. Author Lewis Del Monte, author of the book, The Artificial Intelligence Revolution on the Phone. Lewis, the fear is that artificial intelligence will take over us, take over the human race in due time. You say it's happening already. What type of research goes into a book making your case for this?
Well, basically, and I'm glad you asked that question. Basically, there are already indications that when you create a self-learning computer, that it will seek to preserve itself.
Okay.
And I'll just give you one example.
Sure.
I'm looking for the reference, but I think it was the Livermore Pool Labs. Basically, what occurred is they programmed robots.
Okay.
Seek out resources that were beneficial and avoid resources that were poisonous.
By poisonous, what do you mean?
Well, poisonous might be, for example, that if the robot ran into it, it might disable it.
Okay.
Okay, beneficial might mean that if the robot found the resource, it would have more energy.
Sure.
Okay. What the robots discovered, and this was not programmed into them, is that whenever they found a beneficial resource, the other robots would quickly follow it.
Okay.
The beneficial resource.
So
they learned, the robots on their own, without us programming it in, learned deceit. They would pretend that they found a beneficial resource. And when the other robots went to get it, the robot that actually was being deceitful would go to where the resource that would potentially help it was.
And this is for the sole purpose of survival, the same way that we as humans look to survive on our own. We will be deceitful, we will be spiteful, anything just to preserve. So if you have artificial intelligence doing this, we could basically be facing a war, is what you're saying, correct?
Yeah, and I don't see it as a Terminator type of war where we're going to be fighting robots or anything like that. I have a quote from Sun Tzu, who wrote The Art of War. And the quote, I think, really applies here. It says, "The supreme art of war is to subdue the enemy without fighting." So we as humans will feel that artificial intelligence is actually serving us right up to the point that we become extinct.
So we'll never know what happens. It's going to be a sneak attack. Okay.
That's exactly correct. It's I do not believe that it's going to declare war on us. A likely scenario is the first thing it's going to attempt to do is lure much of the human race to become cyborgs. And the law will be based upon the promise of immortality. We'll give you brain implants. You'll be extremely intelligent. We'll replace your broken parts with artificial hearts, artificial limbs, etc. And a great deal of the human race will become cyborgs. And it's the cyborgs, for the most part, that will be able to interface with what is normally called strong, artificially intelligent machines. And in the book, I call those SAMs, strong, artificially intelligent machines.
Okay. Lewis?
Time, the biggest resource is going to be energy. That's
all right.
What's going to run the entire planet. You know, the natural resources are going to be critical, but energy is going to be at the heart of it. In time, the machines will reason, we have a species that we're keeping alive, going.
Okay.
Such as these cyborgs. And we can create actually better robots. We don't need these high-maintenance cyborgs. And we certainly don't need organic humans, which are potentially dangerous to our survival. So my view of it is by 2025, if we don't control the singularity and the subsequent intelligent explosion, that by 2025, you can extrapolate this out using Moore's Law. And Moore's Law says that computer capability doubles about every 18 months.
Lewis, you're going to have to get on the line with big business and tell them everything that you just told me, because they're constantly looking for ways to put the general public out of work to save a dollar.
And that's the other thing, that artificial intelligence, when it does happen, at the point of the singularity, will displace workers from postal workers to neurosurgeons.
Okay.
So we're going to see the world changing. But at the same time, the machines will realize that unless we feel good about it, we'll take measures. So it will produce, as today, machines run factories. Computers help run factories, but under our control.
Right.
In the future, at the point of the singularity, machines will not only run factories, but they won't be under our control. And those factories will produce marvelous things for us, even our food. We will have a quality of life second to none.
Lewis, I have to go to break. Before I do, two things. Number one, I want to thank you for coming on. But number two, before we go, I want to point out where we can find this book, The Artificial Intelligence Revolution.
It's available on Amazon.com, and you can also order it at any bookstore. They can get it through Ingram. But it's available on Amazon.com, both in a paperback and Kindle version.
Lewis, not only did I enjoy talking to you, you made me think a little bit.
Thank you so much, Brian. It was a pleasure talking with you.
You have a good day, sir. We'll be in touch, okay?
Okay, take care.
It's AM 1230 WFAS AM. The president coming to Westchester tomorrow, standing in Tarrytown in front of the Tappan Zee Bridge.